The opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. A threat to national security. Donald J. Trump. The great threat to America's national security. It's not Russia, not China only, but just one individual, Donald Trump. How can one individual be such a threat to the United States government, to the power structure in the Republican Party? Because right now, the Republican Party is pushing to pick a candidate other than Donald Trump. They don't want him. The RINOs and most of the Republican Party do not want Donald Trump. Because he is a thorn in the side of the Communist Republican Party, as well as the Communist Democrat Party. The communists in this country know the great threat to national security is Donald J. Trump. Yes, Vladimir Putin. Yeah, Xi Jinping, but the adversary, as they refer to him in their secret meetings, is Donald Trump. The enemy without, Russia, China, the rest of the world, the adversary within, Donald Trump and the conservative voters of this country. And they are going to destroy his empire, and they're going to part it out. You take just one of his corporations and you sell it on the trading block. It's worth $100 million. They'll begin the auction at $1 million, and whoever wants it bad enough, and there will only be four or five players, but all of them will actually work together. And they'll sell it for $1.2 million. It's worth $100 million, but they've already set the cap. They will buy it for $1.1 million. Just an example. They'll go right down the line, like if they were to go to Jay Leno's. He has all these beautiful cars. They'll go to, and Jay Leno dies, he passes away, and they're selling his estate. They'll go and auction off one car at a time. That's what they're going to do to Donald Trump. Auction off everything he's worked for, one piece at a time. This is what empire does. This is what the cabal does. They do it in the stock market. This is what happened with Ronald Reagan. He breaks the PATCO union, and the airlines, the big airlines, begin to cannibalize all of the smaller airlines. Ronald Reagan knew for the government to control the airline industry, you get rid of 250 airlines, and you condense it to 10 to 20 airlines doing the same strategy presently. This is what they're going to do with Donald Trump's. All that he worked for is going to be auctioned off. And the company or corporation or individual that buys one of his companies that's worth $100 million for $1.1 million, as an example, that individual can take that company, turn around and sell it for $100 million. It's what they do. A year ago, the CIA Nord Stream attack, they blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. Henry Kissinger had stated, America cannot allow Russia and Germany to work together because Russia will make Germany a great power nation in the EU. They have been for years the central power economically with industry in the EU. They needed inexpensive energy coming from Russia. And Russia, years ago, they built this pipeline with other investors to bring natural gas to Germany and to parts of Europe. America is not going to allow that. Henry Kissinger said, do not allow Russia and Germany to work together because Russia's energy will make Germany strong. This, and just before the Ukraine war began, before Russia moved troops into Ukraine, the European nations were sitting very nice. They were about to escape America's grip. Didn't do it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
So the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed. The Seymour Hersh, he's a veteran reporter, and he wrote an article. And a source told Hersh that President Joe Biden ordered the destruction of the Nord Stream gas pipeline to prevent Germany from backtracking on promises to abandon Russian energy. This was out of the Homeworld News. This is September 26 last year. Hirsch claimed that the CIA carried out the operation under direct orders from Joe Biden. In his blog post, Hirsch alleged the United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan convened a series of meetings in late 2021, tasking intelligence officials with coming up with a means of deterring Russian President Vladimir Putin from sending troops into Ukraine. Already, the United States was anticipating a move by Russia to stop an American plan to place short-range missiles in eastern Ukraine along the eastern border. And America knew that this objective was going to cause a response from Russia. The response would be Russia would move into Ukraine to attempt to halt the CIA operation, military operations, strategies with all of the personnel, the advisors to Vladimir Zelensky. From the time of the Obama administration, when it ended through the years to 2021, Ukraine was being stockpiled by the United States of America, military hardware. Same with all of the other NATO nations. America was on a campaign in those years to stockpile NATO nations because America had already planned to move into Ukraine and cause conflict. The reason that we left Afghanistan so hastily is because right after Trump won the election, the plan was we can't waste resources, manpower, time, energy in Afghanistan any longer. It's cheaper for us to just walk away, leave those billions of dollars of weapons, walk out, and focus on Ukraine. Russia has been increasingly becoming more powerful, more influential in Central Asia with Xi Jinping, with the other nations, the smaller nations in Africa, South America, in Asia, with Kim in North Korea. And the United States could see the move and the diplomatic headway Vladimir Putin was making with these nations. With Germany and Europe, they were just about strong enough. They were just to the point where they were working with each other, trading with each other. They were healthy financially, most of these nations in Europe, Western Europe, even Eastern, Central Europe. And it was to the point where they were wanting to completely sever ties with America economically and to build their own network of trade with industry, manufacturing. Well, the U.S. put an end to that when we began to push in Ukraine. Putin was forced to respond. Now, with this matter of the Nord Stream pipeline, the reason for the attack was to deter Russia from an attack, according to an intelligence source. This is what Hearst said. Quoting, the challenge it gave to the intelligence community was to come up with a way that was powerful enough to do that, to make a strong statement of American capability. It was a strong statement, all right, but it was all that Vladimir Putin needed to move troops into Ukraine to halt America's objectives. That and also the threat of Ukraine, another threat, possibly making Ukraine a NATO member. If Ukraine becomes a NATO member, all of the other nations, there's a pledge that all these nations will protect that nation as their own children, like their own child. This is why many of the NATO nations really are not too hot on the idea that Ukraine join NATO, because they know to protect Ukraine in this conflict, it's going to cost them dearly. They've already put in all they could put in, all they can put in. They've gone to extremes to help the United States and to force Russia to concede. Russia's not going to concede. Russia's not going to be destroyed. And this is last January 2021. By January, the Russian forces were massing on the Ukraine border. The CIA had solved the problem. Blow up the gas lines and the troops will go home. Bad intelligence. The source said, with the plan in place to plant remotely detonated explosive on the pipeline under the Baltic Sea, Biden warned in early February that in the event of military action by Russia, there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2. We will bring it to an end. I remember Biden stating that. Following Biden's statement, which was delivered alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, the CIA team tasked with sabotaging the pipelines received new orders. Hirsch claimed instead of immediately destroying Nord Stream, the team was instructed to plant explosives for detonation at a later date. It was then we understood that the attack on the pipeline was not a deterrent, because as the war went on, we never got the command. So they had already planted the explosives. Now, out of Panama City, Florida, this is where the divers were trained. They were trained at that military naval facility in Panama City. They were trained for that operation. We realized that the destruction of the Russian pipeline was not related to the Ukraine war, a source continued, but was part of a neocon political agenda to keep Scholz in Germany, with winter coming up and the pipeline shut down, from getting cold feet and opening up. They did not want Germany to make these agreements with Russia. Because of the Nord Stream pipelines being destroyed, severed, Germany, her industrial base she's kind of like, you might say, Germany is a nation that's almost like these individuals in San Francisco on the street. Germany is not going to be able to restart much of her industrial base in the future. She doesn't have the energy to manufacture and to produce. In fact, the Mercedes, the car market, not just Mercedes, they're down, 40% of what they were selling? They're not selling anything to Russia. You're not allowed to. America and the sanctions, America's also talked the Europeans into not selling their, doing any trade with Russia, and not receiving anything manufactured in Germany. Soap, lotions, perfumes, luxuries, anything. They're basically kind of like Cuba. We can't buy, Americans can't buy Cuban cigars because there's no Cuban trade in the United States. You've got to go to Canada. And this, they're doing the same thing with Russia in Europe. It's going to backfire. According to Hirsch's earlier reporting, CIA divers planted the explosives last summer with the help of the Norwegian Navy using a NATO exercise in the region as cover. By the time the bombs were triggered in September, the flow of Russian gas to Germany via Nord Stream 1 had already been slowed to a trickle by Russia in response to Western sanctions, while Nord Stream 2 was never certified to begin operation by the Scholz government. The President of the United States would rather see Germany freeze than see Germany possibly stop supporting Ukraine, Hirsch said earlier this year. So this is the way we can send a statement to any country in the world. You build pipelines, we'll destroy them. Right now, Russia, working with Turkey, is sending gas, natural gas, into Turkey. And because Turkey is Turkey's a NATO member, Turkey is sending natural gas to France, to other nations in Europe. That's one way to skirt American sanctions on Russia. Russia is not selling to the European nations, selling directly to Turkey, and then from there, it's sent to other nations. Now, another article I want to discuss is I began to do this program on the military-industrial complex, I think 2 months ago, and because of reasons beyond my control, I never did get to finish it. But this military-industrial complex, this is one of the apparatus, it's an apparatus of terror in this country. It is part of the continuity of government. It's not just big defense departments, manufacturing weapons, new technology, aircraft. It's actually a system that is in place to protect the United States from any kind of, not attack militarily, just it's part of a safety net. It's part of I used to work for a company, and if a pipe ruptured, there were safety measures, and that pipe, we'd have these systems that would shut down anything going to down that pipe to the boilers or to any other operations in the building. It was a coal-fired boiler. So we had these safety measures. Well, continuity of government, you have senior executive services, you have the military-industrial complex, you have the system of political control in Washington, D.C., you have corporations that assure the system that there will be no disruptions of, all the functions of America, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, everything will function, and that the system will not go comatose. We're going to come back in about 2.5 minutes. We'll continue. This is The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The military-industrial complex system of power. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
There is a gentleman by the name of Richard C. Cook, and this is from SheerPost.com. His article, open letter, is World War III about to start? This is just part one, Adrift Toward War. And I'm going to read some of his comments. He begins by talking about Eisenhower's farewell address in 1961 concerning the military-industrial complex. And he says, presently, about 2.1 military people are employed by the defense industry, just to begin with. According to Acara Solutions, a major military-industrial complex recruiting firm, this is MIC, a recruiting firm, average annual salary, $106,000, 40% higher than the national average. The MIC, or the Military Industrial Complex, includes active duty uniformed personnel of about 1.3 million. It also includes an additional 1.3 million and reserves of 849,000 additional personnel. 750 U.S. military bases in more than 80 countries outside of the United States. I'll interject this. I've stated before, the United States is going to go to war with the world. And the Pentagon military planners know the attitude of the nations of the world toward the United States of America. They don't trust us. And because of that, this is why we have bases internationally in 80 countries. Because when the revolt begins, which has already occurred, America, we will be able, through the military bases, we will be able to take out the infrastructure of these countries. All we have to do is send a letter to the mayor of a city and basically just say, we don't like your policy toward the United States. We're going to target your water system or your sewer system or your power grids. We've anticipated this for decades and decades and decades. America knew the time would come when the nations of the world would revolt. And it has begun. The revolt has begun. Let's see. So there's another additional 100,000 U.S. military personnel just stationed in Europe. Some former U.S. military personnel are assumed, I believe, they're mercenaries, they're fighting in Ukraine, helping to direct the fighting from safe locations like Kiev or Lviv. According to the Department of Defense, it employs more than 700,000 civilians in an array of critical positions worldwide. Their budget, $70 billion. The budget of the military personnel throughout the world is $146 billion a year. Oh, that's, you see, 146. That's what we just, basically, we're getting to that point where that's almost what we've been sending to Ukraine. According to the Government Accountability Office, we also must add 560,000 contractor employees whose compensation is typically higher than the career workforce. We can also add hundreds of thousands of executives, managers, employees, contractors of the three-letter deep state agencies, such as CIA, NSA, DEA, FBI, and now the Department of Homeland Security. And these people get paid not just in foreign countries, but they are on the payroll to monitor, regulate, investigate American people. This is the Gestapo. People don't think that America would ever have a Gestapo. No, we've had Gestapo in this country, these type of operatives, for half a century or longer. Then you have to add the criminal element, a great criminal element. Members of Congress who vote on military budgets and make the laws that protect the MIC from accountability. Lobbyists who pressure those members to cast votes favorable to their military-industrial complex clients, which are all of the Martin Marietta, Boeing, Raytheon, and these 8 to 12 or to 14 to 26 letter agencies that build every weapon known to man, that have put together a weapon that is going to be tested on October 4th at every frequency, radio, television, shortwave, long wave, midwave, undersea wave, who knows? Cell phones, 1G, 2G, 5G, every G probably created. Your cell phone, you might as well put it outside in the yard, get it away, put it by a tree. And when they're done with the tests, in a few days, that tree is probably going to die. But that's what these people do. Congress. This is again, I talk about what happens there in the Seven Hills of Washington, D.C. The seven stargates to hell. And the people that are employed by that dark kingdom to destroy people in the world, assassinate people throughout the countries, to overthrow governments, to perform tests on individuals in every continent via some type of pharmaceutical, viruses, bacteria, and also in this country. Then you have foreigners, an additional group, foreigners who are employed at overseas bases, and other scoundrels and hangers-on. He says that he includes, in the latter category, the multitude of MIC cheerleaders from Hollywood who produce trashy spectacles like Top Gun. All of these war movies, these sniper movies, these are all propaganda movies. They are to promote all of the different branches of military, Navy, the Marines, Army, the intelligence, Special Forces. This happened, I remember as a young boy, watching a movie in the 50s called Sergeant York with Gary Cooper. And I'm just probably 8, 9 years old, and I'm watching this movie, and I saw the commander. York was a conscientious objector, and his commander came in and gave him a heartfelt speech, and after that, Gary Cooper goes on to be one of the heroes of World War II. That's how they do this, and I thought, you know, this is something. As a young Catholic boy, I'm thinking, we're not supposed to kill, but I saw and I understood. I didn't know what the word propaganda meant. I didn't understand that word, but I saw what the commander was speaking to Gary Cooper as a infantryman. I understood what he was telling Cooper. Well, that's what these movies are all about. They're actually propaganda films.
Potentially life-threatening disease.
And I didn't watch the clock.
And naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
And I'm going to continue here and make some comments. So, also he's saying that, Mr. Cook is saying that these individuals who are making they're high paid. They're supporting multiple family members, workers, vendors within the civilian economy with a ripple effect and velocity of money. The military keeps entire towns, cities, states, regions, industries afloat. An example, the F-35. 350 congressional districts. This is how many districts this weaponry is being assembled in. Over the last half century, to cheap labor, countries abroad, the military-industrial complex is probably the principal economy engine of the United States as a whole. And his point about the military keeping economies afloat here in Colorado. Roy Romer, when he became the governor, I knew he would be successful. Whoever is voted into that position by the power structure in this state, that individual will get 2 terms minimum. I knew he'd be successful. Frederico Pena, the same. The same with Governor Lamb. The same with Hickenlooper. The same with Polis. Now, I used this example before. I don't know anything about machinery. I don't know anything about politics. I'm not a politician. I like people. But let's say that I decided to run for president or for governor, and I had enough votes, and I were to become the governor. Not knowing a thing, I would be successful. Why? Because of all these men that I've just mentioned to you, they were successful because they were tied into the military-industrial complex, every single one of them. Polis right now, absolutely. Everyone is tied in to that network. And when you're tied into that network, and you're tied in and you are there on behalf of the Air Force Academy with the Peterson Base, a military base in Colorado Springs, with the military complex in Colorado Springs, with Martin Marietta, west of Denver, southwest of Denver, with the Lowry National Guard base there in Denver, with the system there in Aurora that intercepts every single message in the area, in this country, that has these big golf ball size ray domes there on the Air National Guard base, with the military projects at CU, with NCAR, with NOAA, with Bureau of Standards, with Google. Then you jump to Fort Collins with the system they have to monitor every wind pattern in the air globally. And then you have all of the, what I call the spook network in Colorado, the spook network. I remember back in the late 60s, going to Boulder, spending time up on the hill as a young boy, going to the 3-2 bars. And the hippies are talking about the spooks, the CIA, there in Boulder. These young kids, 20, 22 years old, wearing real nice suits. Well, they stood out like sore thumbs. And this is just what's overt, what you see. But anybody in this country, in this state, that becomes a governor is tied into that military-industrial complex, and that individual has a future. And if you become the mayor of Denver, you are generally going to be successful. You can be white, you can be black, you can be Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You know, they play the game. You had Wellington Webb, a black man, and you had before him, you had Frederico Pena, a Hispanic. And then when it came time for John Hickenlooper, there were all these candidates in the field, a gentleman that was Italian and different people. I looked at Hickenlooper about 2 weeks before the election, and I knew, okay, Fair is fair. You're going to have a Hispanic, you're going to have a black man, and you're going to have a white man, and the one that is going to be picked is Hickenlooper. And sure enough, Hickenlooper wins the election, and he's there forever. It's how this system works. So I find this article interesting. And again, if you want to read it, it is, I'll give you the website again. It is shearerpost.com. World War III is about to begin. This was 5 days ago that it came out. And the gentleman's name is Richard C. Cook. This guy has his finger on the pulse of the military-industrial complex. And this state, the reason Colorado is so powerful is because of the military-industrial complex. You cannot, this economy will always be to some degree great because you have people that have been in the complex industry that live here, and they're drawing pensions. And the school teachers may not draw their pensions at some point, and other employees, state employees, but those that are have been part of the military-industrial complex, be assured they are secure until they die. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
So Mr. Cook, I'm not done with the article yet, but he says, so if you want to doubt what I'm saying, ask any retired colonel or general who has hired himself out as a talking head to CNN or MSNBC. It's also why the Department of Defense has formally declared Russia and China are two adversaries. Because after all, you have to point the finger at someone and blame them for your own dysfunctional society. He says, as I witnessed personally in my NSA days, many MIC personnel never did a lick of honest work, but they're mainly occupied with paper shuffling. So they're, in other words, they're really not needed. Now, he did mention Russia and China. The government, the administration is correct in saying the two big threats, the big three big threats, there are three big threats to the America's national security. At home, Donald Trump. Everybody has an opinion of Donald Trump. Everybody has a view, a thought, like him, dislike him. Those that say they don't dislike him, they hate him. Those that say, well, I have a problem with him. It's more than just a problem. They want to be part of the solution to destroy him. Then you have Russia and you have China. And the national security, that the threat is externally, internationally, is Russia and China. Because Russia and China are the two nations, along with many other nations, a network of other nations, that are now being targeted by the United States military-industrial complex for destruction, because this group of nations has weakened the American dollar, has weakened the control of the banks of this country and the banks of Europe. They are not going to, these nations are basically at war with the United States. They're not going to conduct business with dollars. The oil companies are not going to sell the U.S. oil. If they do, it's going to be at a very high rate. But even then, they're in a better position to not sell us energy of any kind to force us to use what we have onshore to survive. But because the globalists are hell-bent on destroying this country, they'll let, just like Germany, they'll let us freeze to death before they allow oil and gas to come to market. That's how vindictive, evil, and wicked these rulers of America are. The rulers of the world are, for the most part, centered in the United States of America and Western Europe. They're old families from out of Europe. They are royals, and in this country, they're dynasties. Families that have ruled this country for 100 and almost 50 years. And they still rule. And they're being threatened without by Russia, China, and nations in the multipolar world nations, the BRIC group of nations, which is, it used to be 5 nations, it's 11, it's going to be more than that in a year. And also within DeSantis, these people, there's only one, there's really two threats to America. Number one, Donald Trump. And number two, you better sit down, the bigger threat than Donald Trump is Barack Obama. Barry Satoro is waiting patiently to return. For today, let's visit again tomorrow. We're done for today. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com. We'll think about what's happening and visit tomorrow.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.